Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Two additional concepts are opening in the West Philadelphia building that holds Dim Sum House.
Little Sum Sum.
Like a little Sum Sum.
Exactly. Everybody wants a little something. Little Sum Sum is our cafe. We are going to plan on traditional Asian pastries. We are in partnership with La Colombe for coffee. And it's actually the event space's bar area in the front. By daytime, we plan on running it as a cafe about 7 days a week because we didn't want just like a dark kind of like empty space throughout the week. And then for a nighttime or when events come by, we converted everything into basically a full-on bar.
And all three concepts, the restaurant, the event space, and the cafe, are owned by the same owners, those who own Dim Sum House.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 3939 Chestnut Street at the location of Lil Sum Sum with owner Jackson Fu. You also own Dim Sum House upstairs.
Yes, I do. Welcome. Thank you.
So upstairs is Dim Sum House. Downstairs, it's Lil Sum Sum.
Yes, that's right. Yep. And we're also very excited to introduce our event space. It's going to be called Xi West, spelled X-I West. And X-I actually is a Chinese for the word West. And so it's our version of like a little play on words, East meets West kind of thing.
Nice. So this is an event space for what? For weddings, for anything?
Yeah, so weddings, banquets, milestone birthdays. We received a lot of inquiries for the restaurant sometimes for larger parties, and a lot of times we had to turn them away. And so we really felt like we needed some kind of a space capacity-wise to handle some of the larger parties. So
and it's not small upstairs.
No, it's not. But downstairs, we're actually able to fit between 200 to 250 guests seated and about 350 guests standing. So we're excited. We've got a lot of fun things planned, a lot of cool events, maybe even a dumpling fest or something in the future. We're very, very excited.
Describe what it looks like. It's, I mean, these chandeliers or something. I mean, describe, because people can't see it.
Yeah, so our style of design is almost like urban loft chic. So a lot of exposed brick. We have some laser engraved screens, but we kind of like wanted to add some classical touches. So like nice boarded columns, and then we have our beautiful chandeliers here. It's like an orb chandelier.
But you got the crystal, and it's like wrapped in iron or whatever that is.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's our version. We want to take an event space that's commonly seen in a lot of Chinese restaurants, maybe in like the late 90s, early 2000s. But we really wanted to update everything and just make it a bit more modern, a bit more contemporary. And hopefully that'll set, you know, maybe a new standard.
So this is open for rent.
It is. We have been taking events already where open to pretty much anything, milestone birthdays, rehearsal dinners, and we're excited for potentially hosting a bat mitzvah later this fall.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, we're excited and we're happy. Our chefs are upstairs, so we utilize the same kitchen as Dim Sum House. We also carry along the liquor license, so we're fully stocked and ready to go for your party.
All right, tell me about Little Sum Sum.
Little Sum Sum.
Like a little sum-sum.
Exactly. Everybody wants a little something. Little Sum Sum is our cafe. We are going to plan on traditional Asian pastries. We are in partnership with La Colombe for coffee. And it's actually the event space's bar area in the front. By daytime, we plan on running it as a cafe about 7 days a week. Because we didn't want just like a dark kind of like empty space throughout the week. And then for a nighttime or when events come by, we converted everything into basically a full-on bar.
So pastries, coffee, cocktails also?
Yes, exactly. Cocktails, maybe even a happy hour at 7 a.m. Who knows? Who knows? We want to take care of the first responders and the hospital people that are coming off of work at the graveyard shift. So maybe that might be a place for you, Little Sum Sum.
Yeah, this is a real kind of central location here.
Yes, we are on the corner of 40th and Chestnut, 3939 Chestnut. And it's a beautiful location. We love the building. Our landlord, Asan, has given us the opportunity to be in here, and we're very grateful. So
you have the students, you have the hospital.
Yeah, we're very close to CHOP. We are on Penn campus, technically. We're also close to HUP. We do a lot of business with Penn. And we're also very close to Drexel. And so a lot of the other colleges in the West Philadelphia area, there's a lot of locals that are around here that we are very fond of having come by. So we're excited to be here.
So tell me about the food that's going to be down here. So you said you share the kitchen. So do you also share the menu?
So the menu items are going to be slightly different. We are focusing a little bit more on traditional, like Chinese banquet style menus. We are going to open up potentially the option of having different style of catering come in. For example, sushi might be a popular option for us, but also some more traditional things like a cocktail hour or pasta or butler hors d'oeuvres, things like that. But the menu will take some things from Dim Sum House, the popular things.
What are some of the popular things?
Pork soup dumplings, certainly. We focus on Dim Sum being Dim Sum House. So anytime we do an event and we have a cocktail party, hors d'oeuvres is very, very easy for us because who doesn't like dumplings, right? It's very easy. It's a nice finger food. But any choice of like the crystal shrimp dumplings are excellent. We have a pork and shrimp siu-mai that's very, very good. But yeah, no, we're very, very excited for that.
That's different from upstairs. So downstairs, you're looking at a catering. Menu.
Yes, for a catering menu downstairs, we do a banquet style. We like to promote family sharing style of dining, tables of 8 to 10. And when you come by, instead of every person having chicken or beef, why don't we all have chicken and beef and seafood right in the middle and just pass it along so everyone can enjoy.
And what about the cafe?
So the cafe, we are partnering with La Colombe. We're doing espresso, cold brew. We're also doing a nice selection of different teas. And then the menu itself, we're looking at some traditional Chinese pastries, maybe some sandwiches, but we're still working on that.
What's a traditional Chinese pastry?
So we have things like a pineapple bun. We have like a sponge cake bun. All very easy, kind of on the go, grab and go. Great for students or great for people kind of on the commute and very delicious. I grew up on some of those things. So excited.
It sounds like you anticipate that there will be a lot of students coming in, studying, hanging out.
Yeah. So we have a beautiful space, the same kind of urban loft style design is extended into the cafe area. So it's very homey, very, a lot of warm colors. We have a nice big TV screens. We usually will showcase like a make-believe fireplace and things like that. And that's very fun. And it's great for the students that want to come in, have a cup of coffee, maybe some dim sum, and then that just needs to do some studying. And so it'll be a nice, fun place for them.
That's nice. That, better than the library.
And the cocktails, of course. How many bars or how many cafes with a bar, exactly?
Right. So. All right. Jackson Fu is the owner of Dim Sum House, Little Sum Sum, and 11 West. West. Yeah. 11 West or She West.
She West, exactly. 11 West, She West. We're spelling it as XI. However you want to pronounce it, it doesn't matter. Just come by and enjoy yourself.
Right. Doesn't matter how you what you call us. Just call, right?
Exactly. Thank you so much.
And how do people get a hold of you? Is there a website? Is there a phone number?
Yep. Right now we're using our, you can contact us via email, info@dimsum.house. And that's it. And you call us. My number is 484-300-1175. Or you can just walk in. Come right by and be like, hey, I'm interested in seeing this space, and we'd be more than happy to assist.
You're working every day here now?
We have to be. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Very busy. All right, Jackson Fu, thank you so much. 3939 Chestnut Street with all three concepts in the same building. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Thanks, Hannes.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.